everybody. Welcome to another Face Rocker podcast. This is episode 63. I am one of your hosts, one of three, Des Dolly. Co-hosts Matt and Freddie are out this week. I don't even ask. I don't know where they are. They're busy guys. We're all very busy. They got some stuff going on. There are rumors that they're up in the Canadian wilderness. They may be working. They may be fishing. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure they're cooking up something super important. So they've left me to host the Face Rocker podcast this week. But we took the opportunity to bring Nathan Kep and Dean of the RJFS, Lauren Hartunian, by to discuss the film school. Now, we've announced the film school before, and it is currently in soft launch, which you can find on the Rocket Jump forums at this moment. But they come by because we see that there's a lot of engagement around the film school, a lot of interest, excitement, and above all else, questions. So Nathan and Lauren stop by, and we really just dig into exactly what this thing is and how it's different from anything else out there. You know, these are not mom's old tutorial videos, okay? We're doing something different, something really exciting. And they're here along with Mike Simons, Rocket Jump's new head of creative, to give you guys the 411. Before we dig in, though, I want to reiterate that we are currently running a survey. This is the Face Rocker podcast survey, just to get some more information from you guys. What you like, what you don't, some general demographics. You know, we want to know, like, how old are you listeners out there? What's your deal? What's going on with you? And the reason we want to collect this information is because we're going to integrate a couple of sponsors into the show. There are some people interested in having us advertise their products as a way to fund this program. You know, we put this up for free, but it costs money to put the show together, and we want to keep putting this together for you. So if you could let us know, like, what types of things you're interested in, there's an opportunity for you to let us know the types of products that you buy and so on and so forth. You can do that, and that'll help us so we're not selling you guys crap that you have absolutely no interest in whatsoever. And you can do that at podsurvey.com/facerocker. So if you go to podsurvey.com/facerocker, I filled out the survey myself. It takes less than 3 minutes. And by doing so, not only does it help, but it enters you into a contest where you are going to win what we have been referring to as the Christmas Cornucopia Super Secret Prize Pack. And Freddie's hinted a couple of times as to what that may be. I know specifically there is a Amazon $100 gift card in there. We will have some Steam giveaways. We will have some Rocket Jump and Video Game High School merch, but we don't want to spoil it. It's a Christmas gift, and it will be a surprise. So go to the survey, podsurvey.com/facerocker. Take 2 minutes, fill it out, give us some info, and enter yourself to win a Super Christmas Cornucopia Super Secret Prize Pack. And have a happy holiday. But that's it today. We're going to jump right into the Rocket Jump Film School discussion with Nate and Lauren. Face Rocker Podcast, episode 63. Let's get to it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Face Rocker Podcast. This is episode 63. I am your host, Des Dolly. Co-hosts Matt Arnold and Freddie Wong are out this week. I know. It's a bummer,
in
right?
Canada?
I saw Matt on the way here this morning, so he's definitely not in Canada, but I think he will be there later this afternoon. He's packing his bags as we speak. They got some business to conduct up in the Canadian wilderness. So here we are.
I just picture him in, like, the Lego movie scene with the boardroom, and he's like, business.
Yeah, but they're out doing their thing, and we are slowly ramping down for the holidays. But until then, we have a few items on our checklist we're trying to get through. The big one being the Rocket Jump Film School, and that's why you guys are here today. Guests Lauren Hartunian and Nathan Kep from the Rocket Jump Film School, and many other accolades.
Woohoo!
How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Yeah. Super
excited.
We're
super excited.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We just saw the first tutorial that Playfight VFX is doing for us.
Yeah.
And it's freaking awesome. I'm so excited.
Cool. That's rad.
I Skyped with them yesterday and I was like, guys, I love this. And they're all just kind of like, oh, thank God.
That's
I was
fantastic.
Like, guys, come on, you're awesome. So
that's great. We've also got co-host Mike Simons,
hey,
filling in for everyone else today as well. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. We got a full house here.
Yeah.
We got Charles Bucket under the table doing his thing.
Yeah, he's supervising.
Yeah.
He will be teaching a class.
Oh, really? What will that be about?
And being adorable.
Oh.
It's great. It's like an acting course.
He's also a really good gaffer.
Without thumbs. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? No, but listen, you guys were on a podcast before, and you've touched on the film school just a tad, but we wanted to take the opportunity today to do a deep dive and really let everyone know exactly what this is, because as you are going to point out, there have been a lot of questions. People are very interested. People are excited, right. But there mm-hmm. are a lot of unknowns.
Yeah,
so,
it is. It's kind of a nebulous idea, and it's something new that we're trying out, and it's going to be different than everything else, so it's kind of like, what the heck is the Rocket Jump Film School like?
So where did the idea come from? You know, what is the purpose behind this film school? Give everyone the pitch what this
right,
is.
Well,
how are we going to pull this together?
All right. Well, it kind of started with, we've had behind the scenes content on Freddie W2 for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually gotten us a lot of these young filmmakers interested in film or wanting to pursue it more. And the cool thing about Freddie W2 was that we're so relatable. Like, we're just, you know, some kids with cameras doing crazy stuff. And mm-hmm. there's so many kids that come up to Freddie. They're like, oh, you're the reason I got into film. And
you know, beyond that, I have a lot of friends who are working directors today. Some of them are in the feature game now and set up at major studios. And you talk to these guys, and even them, these are, you know, 30-year-old people who will tell you, I learned how to do my first muzzle flash from watching your guys' second channel tutorials. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane.
Incredible.
You know?
Incredible, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're doing something really unique. And we've always had that educational, you know, bent kind of in the back burner for a long time. We just always kind of have it there. But I remember coming to Freddie and being like, hey, where I kind of got involved was I wanted to do my own like YouTube channel or something where you just have a woman explaining camera on film, because there's no women on YouTube talking about technical stuff, that kind of stuff. Just kind of get a different audience.
Right. Because we don't allow women on YouTube unless they're talking about makeup.
Yeah, which I'm terrible at. So I really needed Freddie's help to get on YouTube. but he was like, well, if we're going to do an educational thing, we should go all out.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, like, everything.
That's a better idea.
Right. Yeah. So, okay, what's all out? Yeah. That's the situation we're in right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that kind of ramped up into, maybe we should do an entire thing dedicated to education, not just relegate it to behind the scenes. And I think it was like day 30 on season 2 of VJHS where Freddie was like deliriously tired and he was like, Lauren, do you just want to take care of this? I was like, yeah, I got it.
And then, desperately asked me for help. I can't do this thing.
He's just like, I need someone else to think about this. I was like, okay. So I kind of created a pitch and I think...
oh, God. Sorry.
Des.
I know.
Who has their cell phones things turned on?
No cell phones allowed in my classroom.
My apologies. I usually shut this off. Today, I forgot it's the insurance company calling me to deal with that.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Hooray.
Yay.
So what I kind of came up with is that Rocket Jump's filmmaker fan base is so we're very interactive. We like to be transparent. We want to be on level with you guys. We want to have a good back and forth. And so I kind of created this pitch on making a filmmaking community centered around a film school rather than a film school just to release videos. So
right.
That was kind of the genesis of the idea and that we've been working on that. So the film school itself is going to be, it's going to be all online. It's going to be videos. It's not like a course you have to sign up for or enroll in, but you do sign into like our forums because there's going to be message boards and stuff like that. And we're going to be uploading 1 to 2 videos a week, hopefully. I know one a week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have 8 separate filmmaking tracks. So it's all kind of organized and easy to follow. So we have directing, cinematography, writing, sound, editing, producing, arts and vanities,
Industry,
and that will kind of go into producing, because we do want to cover not just the hows and the theory and stuff, but like navigating an industry. And that's a lot of what I missed in film school is like, you know, what is the protocol here if I'm a PA or whatever. So we're covering that too. And within each track, we're going to have beginner level stuff and we're going to have more intermediate and advanced stuff. So if you're coming in with no knowledge at all, or you're young, you're in high school, or you're starting late and you just have no idea how a movie works, like, we're going to have beginner stuff covered. But if you're coming in and you're like, oh, I already know, like, how to make a cut or whatever, like, you won't be bored. We're going to have more interesting stuff and stuff related to Rocket Jump that we've done coming in at the same time. So when we're releasing these, this is not just going to be a set amount of time or set amount of courses. This is going to be going on indefinitely because there's going to be new technology coming out, new filmmaking techniques and theories and cool movies and pushing the envelope. And
well, the industry is constantly in flux.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's changing, especially now with digital and web, and we're kind of at the forefront of that. So I think we do kind of have a unique perspective that we can bring. But this is, it might be a little bit tough for those with OCD who want to have the complete, like, I finished the Rocket Jump Film School.
I want a 6-week course. I want to complete all my videos, take a test and leave.
102, 103, 104.
We will, and we will be like revisiting basics. Like, maybe we found a better way to teach something like farther 2 years down the line. It's like, oh, well, this depth of field tutorial was really boring and lame, so let's redo it. But it's going to be constantly updating. And the cool thing about that is that we are really focused on your feedback. So if we have students saying this didn't make sense or I want more explanation on this, we can update things and make more videos and kind of cater and curate this film school to the specific filmmakers that are looking to us and the filmmakers that like our work and and are interested and got into this side of the business. So and that brings us back to the community aspect, which is going to be like the main part of the film school. We want to build a site where you can upload your work and share it and connect with other filmmakers and
ask questions.
With every video upload, we're going to try and have an active time in the forums. So the professor and me and whoever else was involved in the video can, like, the next day after you guys watched it, can come in and be like, ask us questions and be like, what do you mean in this video? Like, I didn't get this part. Or what if I have this other specific piece of software? Will this work? Or I ran into this problem, et cetera. So there's going to be constant engagement and constant like access to us and filmmakers that you normally wouldn't have on a digital tutorial series online.
Absolutely. You would normally watch a tutorial and that's it. You walk away with 100 questions and you don't get to ask anyone. If you're on YouTube, you can shout them into the void and get no responses whatsoever, you know. So what you're talking about is creating this the digital equivalent of the discussion section that follows up a film lecture.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And to say, like, part of the things that I'm really excited about with this is that, you know, we were talking about, like, all right, well, what separates Rocket Jump Film School from a normal tutorial besides having that community element? And it's like, you know, the main thing that we're really trying to do with everything in this is imbue it with the tone that makes Rocket Jump stuff special. And, like, you know, a tutorial video, it should be fun. It should be funny. It should be, it should be the example of the kind of work you're claiming you know how to do.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And that's one of my biggest problems with so many, like, dry tutorials and, like, oh, you know, writing is like blah blah blah. And you describe a thing and then you bore people half to tears. You know, and so it's really, again, it's that very specific goal of you know, being entertaining while going into this sort of educational bent and really unifying all the things into a coherent and hopefully really entertaining package.
And that's, I mean, that's the reason I was drawn to Rocket Jump in the first place as a filmmaker was, this is making movies fun again. Like, I have so much fun with everything we shoot. And it's like, I want to have fun making tutorials. I don't want to go into a room with a white background and, like, talk. It, I would you know, you would be able to tell in the tutorial if I was not believing in what I was saying. It was right, like, yeah. I want to take cameras out and I want to shoot. I want to do stuff. Let's shoot action scenes.
Let's
and
go
like,
blow stuff up.
We're gonna blow a lot of stuff mm-hmm. up. Just yeah. FYI. and we want to make it fun to watch, but also fun to do. And I want the tutorials themselves to feel like it's made by filmmakers and that it's...
And one of the things I like about a lot of things we're doing is we're tying it into a lot of things that people know as far... Like, have we announced what the Play Fights first subject of their video is going to be about?
We can do that.
I think people would really...
Yeah, because here's the good news. Right. Everything you're talking about is already happening.
Yeah.
Right.
You have soft launched.
Mm-hmm. We have soft launched. That means we are putting up some unlisted videos and getting direct feedback from you guys. So it's like... we have this content, but we want to make sure it's serving you best. So we've already launched a writing tutorial with Matt and Will, and we've gotten some really good feedback on it. And these everyone seems to like it, and their criticisms have matched the same worries that I had. So it's like, oh yeah, like we're on the same page, and we're gonna release Play Fights VFX tutorial and their first one. They say it's 3 out of 5 Freddies in difficulty. So they're going to have different types of difficulty. So if you're like a beginner, don't worry. There's mm-hmm. going to be a bunch of different stuff. But it's going to be detailing exactly how they did the DRES effect in VGHS.
Perfect.
So you can do it at home. And the cool thing about Play Fight, and I'm so psyched to be working with them, is they're releasing some packs and some elements and downloads for you to have
directly
for free.
Get your hands on some stuff and go make some movies.
And that's what I mean. We're going to try and do that through the whole film school. We want to release raw footage from I know season 3. There's the wait in the car, Brian scene from episode 6. So you can have footage to edit. And Kevin Sinzaki, our sound professor, wants to release sound libraries and different clips so you can edit sound. And so if you can't go out and shoot your own stuff, you will still be able to participate.
Right.
You will be given the resources, the tools.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And back in the day, you guys might remember, you know, on Freddie W channel, there was a video called Beach Justice.
Yeah.
And they actually, you know, Freddie was like, here, we're going to give you all the footage. You guys can, you know, edit it. Here's some tips on editing. And then he did like a separate tutorial on editing. And I just remember that was such a cool thing. And it was so unlike what you usually get from typing in like editing tutorial into something like YouTube. So it was really cool to have that available. And that's exactly the kind of stuff we want to do more of. You know, both Lauren and I have a very rich history in terms of behind the scenes content, but we want to actually dive a lot deeper into really getting into the finer points of things and have the time to be able to go through and explain things in detail and cover a lot of those aspects of filmmaking that people are really looking for. And then, like Mike said, just do it with, have it be fun. And you guys will see with the Play Fight video coming out today. Like most, you know, if you type in like After Effects tutorial, it's usually some guy that's like, hey, what's up? My name is like Joe Lobster. And I'm going to give you my After Effects tutorial. And there's like a
is there really
crazy
a Joe
long...
Lobster?
Yeah. Well,
yes.
I changed the first name.
Okay.
Yeah. But, but yeah, it's tough because you're looking for like one specific effect, and you type that into YouTube, and you find it, and it's just this like tutorial that's like an hour long, and like it's interrupted at some point because like the guy's mom is like yelling at him, and it's just like it's hard to follow, and it's so nice to see a video like the one that Play Fight put out where it's a lot of fun and they're making it very interactive, and it's very
all encompassing too, which is what I really like. It takes you through the whole scope of what they're trying to do,
and they explain why they do certain things.
Exactly.
And this is another thing that we want to do with our tutorials is we want to equip you with the knowledge to make your own decisions. So you don't just copy what Play Fight's doing. You don't just copy what we're doing. We explain why we do a certain thing. And it's like, oh, if you need to change this to make your movie better, you know how to change it or why you want to change it. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can't just copy and paste and do the exact same thing that we did for VJHS in a desert setting for your own clip. Like maybe you have to adjust, you know, the colors or the feathering on the mats, or I don't know VFX, so I'm making words up. They tell you like play, like you can play with this and make it good for your shot rather than do this exact setting and it will be perfect, which is not true.
Right.
Yeah. And to get very specific about that video, one of the things that I love about it is that so many like VFX tutorials that you go into and I see, it's like people showing you the basics of like how to do it and in sort of giving you a illustrative guide, but like so much of getting a special effect to look good is playing around with basically the lighting and being sure it interacts with the environment around it. It really ends up being like half of the effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they really spend the time to show it. And it's something I've seen in no other VFX tutorial. They really don't take the time in other ones. And so it's just like to see that was just, I was like, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. We also have, a Foley tutorial coming up from Kevin, just kind of detailing how to do Foley. And the thing I love about Kevin is that he embraces both the super professional equipment, but he also knows how to do that crazy weird stuff at home and make it sound good. And so he's very approachable.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a funny sense of humor, and he makes sound way less intimidating. So I'm also really excited about
that's good.
That.
Well, yeah, Kevin's the kind of guy where he was, I guess you could say, properly trained at USC Film School and then spent the last few years with us sort of just scrappily running around in back alleys putting films together with nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so he's bringing both perspectives, which is really interesting.
Yeah. You know? And that also kind of sums up with our film school. We want to give you that professional
preparing
look.
People for work in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's what they're interested in.
But we are mostly concerned with helping you tell your story with what you have, because you're not a filmmaker if you have a Red. You're not a filmmaker if you have all the special equipment. It's better to make your crappy learning movies now on your crappy equipment and learn how to develop your voice and your story. And then once you feel super like confident and you really want to step it up, that's when you can start worrying about the nice equipment. But right now it's just like, let's turn you into storytellers first.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely key.
Yeah, because that keys into like two huge things that I see in a lot of young people coming up. Is one is like they always have that inclination to go big with their first short film, and they're like, I'm going to do everything right, and I'm going to like spend all this money, I'm going to do the thing, and like they finish it, and they're like, wow, I have so much left to learn, and I just spent all my money.
Yeah.
It's like that immediate reaction. But also, when you're talking about like making people storytellers, and that's something that's like really, really important to me going throughout this entire thing, is like no matter what you're getting into, whether it's the most technical thing in the world, or if you're like, oh, I want to learn how to write a sketch, or I want to do this, is like it all zooms back to like, okay, like why do we tell stories? You know, it's like getting back to the very basic core ideas behind everything that we do. Because even when you talk about the specifics of editing and, how to make a cut match or how to tell a story through a cut or all this, is like that's exactly what you're doing. You're going back to this very basic idea of what am I trying to communicate? Why am I trying to communicate it? Like all these sort of things. And so it's about having a very broad approach, like told through the details of all these very important things that people need to learn.
Yeah. And I mean, the best way to learn is to make movies, and it's best to not spend all your money on the first go, because you're going to make so many mistakes. Like, I remember, and one of the questions that we get a lot is, should I go to film school? And that's one of the things that it's up in the air. There's yes and no. It's different for everybody, but
so much about economics and things like that.
Absolutely.
It's just everybody's expensive. Situation different.
It's not good for everybody. It's great for other people. But I remember in film school, there was like the camp where it's like every short film in my class has to be perfect and needs to look amazing, like, and it's very awkward and they make mistakes that they weren't anticipating. But the reason I loved film school is that I had all these free resources and I could just mess around and see what didn't work and what did work. And all of my short films into college are like the worst things I've ever done. aside from my high school films, which were even worse. But my first film that I ever made was a sequel to GoldenEye and James Bond. I'm pretty proud of that.
That's awesome.
I was like 12, but I don't know where it is. But
mine was Home Alone 3.
Yes.
Nice.
My first short was Home Alone 3. Yeah. It was only one scene.
Before
I lost interest, I couldn't make a whole movie at 9, 10 years old.
Yep. Yeah.
Super 8 version of Ghostbusters.
Nice. Oh, awesome.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Yeah. Nice.
What I was going to get into again with the storytelling aspect, and I just totally lost my train of thought.
Well, basically what we're concentrating on too, yeah, like for the film school
I got distracted
is...
by Home Alone 3 and Ghostbusters.
That's pretty cool, right?
It's pretty sweet.
Who thinks Home Alone 3? Does.
Me. I was like, hey, they made two of those. I'm doing the third one right now.
Yeah. Oh, I remember. I remember now. One of the bigger things that I learned in film school was how every single department and every single technical profession does come back to story. And one of the great things I've learned over the last 2 years, I've become friends, really good friends with Lane, our costume designer, and hearing her talk about just the clothes that the characters are wearing and how she develops their style throughout different episodes. And like she interprets the story through clothes.
Yeah.
And like I knew that was a thing, but I didn't know exactly how story oriented that was. I was like, oh, they just have personalities. It's to the character or whatever. She's like, that woman can call a twist in a plot by saying, oh, that guy's wearing a red shirt. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And stuff like editing and VFX and like that kind of stuff all have the same thing. Like it's so story oriented, and we totally forget because we get caught up in the equipment and the technicality and the style or something. But all those decisions are made with, well, does this fit the story right now for this scene?
Right. Exactly. What am I trying to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is at the core of everything the film school is doing. And that's really important to me. And that's, I think that's something that can help people learn how to make decisions on their own rather than having to watch a tutorial and us telling you how to make those decisions. It's we're giving you the knowledge and the wisdom to be like, well, I know how to do this stuff, but this seems like the right way to do it for this particular scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
perfect. Interesting. Well, yeah. Let's take a very short break.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little sponsor message here. And when we come back, we can dig into some of these questions and some of the feedback we've been getting on the soft launch. Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Hey. It's me again. Yeah, it's Des. And we took a quick break because I'm here to tell you, yeah, you guessed it, about the survey. Yeah, this is hopefully the last time that we are going to remind you that we are giving free stuff away, all right? If you have a problem with that, I don't know what to tell you. But we got free stuff. We're giving away a $100 Amazon gift card, Steam giveaways, downloads, VGHS, and Rocket Jump merch, and you can get all of that for the holidays, if you go to podsurvey.com/facerocker, spend 90 seconds, tell us a little bit of info about yourself, what you like about the podcast, what you can't stand about the podcast, namely these short commercial breaks. Give us some info, and you can win some sweet stuff. All right? I'm going to leave it there. Let's get back to the show. And we're back. Here we are, Lauren Hartunian, Nathan Kep, Mike Simons, talking about the Rocket Jump Film School. So we've been getting a lot of questions based around the soft launch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can just dig right in and hear what people have to say. What do they think? Questions and concerns. Let's begin to address that.
Okay. Well, the first most immediate question was from Ross Sullivan on Twitter, and he's asking, how can we best keep up with RJFS? Like, where is it? Like, where? How can I find it? Right now, it is kind of existing in the Rocket Jump forums. We have a Rocket Jump Film School topic in there, and I'm constantly posting and answering questions and that kind of stuff. We have a film school section on the site, but it's just an informational, like, this is what you can expect thing. But I tweet on RJ Film School on Twitter, and everything is in our forums right now. Mm-hmm. So it's discuss.rocketjump.com, and just look for the Rocket Jump Film School section. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where everything is now. For the soft launch. And then
the plan is we're building out the site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to have a whole different section that you can get through on rocketjump.com. And it's going to be a whole just different section for film school where we'll have all the tracks laid out and we'll have all the videos and you can track your progress. And hopefully we'll get to a point where you can have your own profile. You can upload your own videos. We'll have contests held there, filmmaking contests and that kind of stuff. Chat rooms. We're going to do live streams. We're going to have a dedicated podcast called Office Hours.
Mm-hmm.
For just film school and filmmaking stuff, which I'm pretty excited about. So that's going to be built and hopefully launched early next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had a question. Someone was wondering if we're going to have a paid option. And I think we're very happy to announce that this is going to be 100% completely free. So you're going to get all that completely free, no charge. We're not going to have a paid option.
Nope.
It's just going to be completely accessible. We want to make sure that people have access to some really awesome stuff.
Yeah. I know this particular person was hoping for, I think what people are also looking for is like an in-person course that they could pay for, like, oh, it's like 2 weeks where they just spend time with us with filmmaking. And we don't have any plans for that right now. That's like a long-term, like, oh, wouldn't that be cool? Mm-hmm. Like, right, you could fly out to LA and spend 2 weeks with us goofing around. We're looking into that, but that's not happening anytime realistically soon.
Right.
So it's all free. All free right now. Everybody,
perfect.
Everybody else is like, oh, thank God.
Merry Christmas.
Could we go over Not a Doctor, who is, he's very active on the forums. Hi, Not a Doc. He says, could we go over all the professors in RJ Fest, or would that be spoilers? And that's not spoilers.
No.
I'm teaching kind of more of a basic cinematography course. We have Freddie going over equipment and cameras and like new developing technology. And it has all the usual Freddie Wong antics, and we have him lighting a focus chart on fire in one. and we are talking about trying to do the world's longest dolly zoom with one of his things. And we'll explain what a dolly zoom is and where it came from. We have Kevin Zanzaki on sound, and he's actually on YouTube if you look him up, and he already has some sound tutorials that are really hysterically funny. We have Matt and Will and Mike doing writing, and I'm super excited about that, and it's very conversational. It's very open, and it's not like this is a drawing literature class or whatever. Right. It's like, it's, you go through the process with them, and this is something you wanted to emphasize too. Yeah. Like, we're not coming at this as, you know, we know everything about writing, because that is impossible.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like, if somebody ever figured that out, the world would be a completely different place. Like,
yeah.
Like that's not what it is. But I was going to say, is part of the thing that I like about it is that it would have a very sort of large scope approach to things, but also, you know, we're talking about doing like the little 30-second lessons, like, hey, this is a mistake that people make in a lot of submitted scripts, you know. And I spent years reading every single pilot in all of Hollywood. I can tell you the big mistakes people make. And so it's like, hey, don't do this one little thing. And it's just little quick bites like that, along with the larger conceptual ideas. And so I think that we're going to have a nice, healthy, and again, fun mix of
larger conceptual, here's why we tell stories. You know?
Exactly.
And then like smaller technical tidbits on the way to help you just develop. And
exactly.
And then we're just going to be pulling a lot of people from Rocket Jump. I know John Salmon, the DP of VJHS, is really excited to do a couple classes on lighting, which I love,
because
John Salmon is so awesome. And then we have Sean Dixon, who was camera op on VJHS. He's also a DP, and he's very interested in coming in. I want him to talk about lenses, because he could just talk for days about, we just drool over lenses.
We just set up a Twitch channel.
Yeah,
just 24 hours a day.
Lenses with Sean Dixon, and we have Lane McGovern, our costumer. She wants to talk about costume design. I think I'm going to do one or two short videos with her, and then we have other people just being. Everyone's really excited about this. They're like, "Oh, I could do this. I have a friend who works at a prop house. We could do a tour, see a prop house, what a production designer does." I have some friends from The Walking Dead who are interested in being interviewed, we're going to try and get interviews and stuff with working filmmakers and get more perspectives, because, like, we want to show you how Rocket Jump does stuff, but, like, we're not the only way to do things. Like, we want to talk to you.
If anything, we're a bit of an
idols.
Outlier in a way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we're going to keep a lot of it in-house, but we are going to consult people that we look up to and trust and are better than us.
and that's an important part, too, is, you know, always talking about, like, we're a group of people who are figuring out right along with everybody else, too.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important thing to emphasize, because there's this phrase in education that I like, is, like, the best thing you can be in life is an eternal student. And it's something that I think we would want to capture. It's just like in sort of sitting down to even try and explain a lot of these concepts, you learn a lot too. So mm-hmm. it's like beneficial to us.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Sure.
And it's like, you know, sometimes there's things that you sort of vaguely understand off instinct and like to suddenly try and explain them. And you're like, oh, that's how that works.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Best way to learn something is just teach somebody else.
That's it.
Exactly. Like, so you're going to be learning along with us. Like we have a good perspective, but we want to explore a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. which I think is pretty cool. Yeah. So let's see. Another question we have. What are the formats of the episode and kind of what would like a track look like?
Yeah.
So let's take cinematography, for example. We have a couple classes already that fit under the cinematography track. We have my class, which is more basic intro stuff with cinematography and cameras and concept and stuff. And we have Freddie's class, which is more intermediate advanced. We're going over new technology or do-it-yourself type stuff. Then we'll have like John Salmon talking for lighting. So, but it's kind of loose. Like mine and Freddie's will be ongoing. We'll be keep updating with new videos as we come up with new ideas and want to cover more and more basics or explain concepts more in depth. I know John Salmon, I was talking to him about maybe a 3-episode or 6-episode run and short interviews and stuff like that. And those will be separated into like beginner, intermediate, advanced or whatever. Mm. And you can probably just search by professor if you just want to see Freddie's videos or we can also kind of lay out a plan like watch this video first and you skip before you watch this one. So if you'll understand the concepts before you dive into something mm-hmm. hard.
Yeah. And one of the things that I actually really like about what we're trying to do is that each video will actually be pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for two reasons. One is you want it to suit the needs of whatever it is you're trying to explain. And two, I think that's really important. So it's like, you know, you're not just like watching the same kind of, again, we say that boring tutorial where it's the same kind of thing.
Same intro, same schedule of
events.
And
also we talked about like big lessons and small lessons. Like one of my favorite things you talked about wanting to do is like how to properly change a lens on set and just mm-hmm. doing a quick like little couple minute thing to explain mm-hmm. like this is the exact protocol in a professional situation. And it's like because nobody wants to be that, you know, second AC on their first job who's like gets yelled at by the DP who's like, that's not how you do it.
You can learn from my embarrassment because that's how I learned in film school where I handed the film like the wrong side up and he had to like quietly tell me like you need to do it this way so people don't think you're, you know, a noob.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh god, thanks.
Yeah.
So it's just like tiny little things like that we picked
how
up
how to fold up a C-stand.
Yeah. That's gonna be one.
Yep.
Yeah.
The how to not kill yourself fold up a C-stand.
Yeah, exactly.
How to properly put away a green screen.
Yep.
Hugely important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How to coil a cable. There's like a specific way to do that and just small things like that. And we'll do bigger concepts like depth of field and what that means and what that means for your story and how to actually control it with any camera. It's the same basic concepts and we'll get into lighting and the concept of lighting, but also what lights are there that I can use? Like what can I get from Home Depot or if I get on set? What the heck am I looking at?
Right.
Like, what is a 5K? Like, what is that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be covering all different types of stuff and we'll make sure to group it and label it so everything is easy to follow.
And you can skip around too.
Like, oh, yeah. So you're like,
a lot of people are
this.
Like, oh, I got to like do a track. Does that mean like videos get unlocked as I progress to the track?
No.
Like, no, you can totally just skip around. You can say like, oh, I want to learn about that. I don't, you know, already know about that or I don't necessarily not interested in that. You can definitely skip around. So we've just got all sorts of different types of content. They're going to be different lengths depending on, you know, what they cover. And you'll have a lot of different options available to you.
You can learn what you want at your own pace.
Exactly.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a few questions on, is this just a learning platform or can we show what we learned? Are you going to have assignments? Like, how school-like is this going to be? And we don't want it to be very school-like because that would be pretty boring. I mean, the reason you go to film school is so you don't have to take math class, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but then you end up doing
like
a lot
math.
Yeah. You have to do a lot of math.
Yeah, you actually do have to do math, but it's fun because it makes your picture look good. What we're going to do with Rocket Jump Film School is have a section called extra credit because I didn't want to call it homework.
Yeah, homework's not
fun.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you, are you going to be giving people homework?
There will be some mandatory things, like you have to watch the original Star Wars or something if you haven't.
Oh, bummer.
Totally lame. But we're going to call it extra credit because it's totally not mandatory, but we really want people to engage and upload their stuff and share it. So at the end of... not every episode, but like bigger concept episodes, we're going to give you something you can do with resources you can download and participate in and have a specific place where you can upload your stuff and get feedback from us.
That's awesome.
Because we have a lot of people like, can you look at my short? Can you look at this? Like, tell me what, like, what am I doing wrong? Like, can you tell me what you think? And this is a good place for you guys to actually interact with us and get feedback from other people in the film school. And other people that would be your audience.
Yeah.
So we want to create that safe space where you can learn and make mistakes and people can help you. And the amazing thing about our forums right now is everyone's so positive and supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there's only been a few negative comments ever. Yeah. So we're really trying to cultivate that space of this is a filmmaking kind of hub. It's a network.
Yeah.
It's not a school where you're competing with people, we're all learning together.
And that's one of the great parts about film school. It's like, in a way, the just as good of a resource as all the people at Rocket Jump is going to be the other people in the community.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
absolutely.
So critical.
There
to
are already people posting their own tutorials on stuff they've learned.
Yeah.
Like, we have a show and tell section, and they're answering questions that, like, I can't get to as quickly, or VFX questions that I don't even know how to begin answering.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like they can throw out a question in our forums, and if we can't answer it, there's already like-minded people who are like, well, I found that this works best.
Sure.
Which I love.
These are really important skills, too. It's a really important skill set to have. Learning how to both give and receive feedback is something that we do every single day. That is a part of the collaborative filmmaking process.
Yeah.
It's literally the most important thing.
Yeah.
And it's just because it's learning to take all that and have candor and put it into a conversation and, more importantly, understand, like I say, it's that eternal student thing of how to get better constantly.
Right.
And
yeah. You can't make a movie by yourself. And I feel like the film school gives you a space where there's just a lot of people. There's a lot of different voices and different perspectives. And we have so many different professors, and the styles of the videos are going to change with their personalities. Mm-hmm. And you'll have a space to just kind of explore your own voice.
And you have to wait, too. I mean, we're in soft launch right now, but you can still, like, definitely sign up for our forums if you're not there already. Mm-hmm. You can upload your own stuff to YouTube, post it there, get feedback.
Yeah.
You
we're
can
on
definitely,
the forums all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You can start doing some of these cool extra credit assignments that we're having with the videos we're posting, and you can definitely get involved in that process right now. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we were disappointed we couldn't launch on December 1st, so we are being as interactive as possible now until we actually do launch. So
that's fantastic.
It's like a secret club right now.
It is a secret club.
But anyone can join. So, but then early next year, hopefully February, March or something around there. I'm not going to be definite because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's like
maybe it's summer school. I don't know.
But I mean, that's the thing is one of the great lessons is more important than hitting a date is having it be the exact quality that everybody
we want it to be
exactly
and all that sort of stuff.
We want it to be so awesome. Yeah. Like I'm so pumped.
Oh, it will be. It already sounds fantastic.
I'm so excited.
It's all very exciting. Well, why don't we recap some of the places one last time where people can go get involved. Twitter, Facebook, all this stuff. Where can they get all the skinny on the film school?
Right now, the best place to find everything is on the Rocket Jump forums. You can go to rocketjump.com and click community, or you can go to discuss.rocketjump.com just to go directly there and bookmark it. There's a bunch of different topics on that front page, but you can choose your category in Rocket Jump Film School, and then that will bring up the general stuff, and every single track is already listed there. So if you have a question about writing, you can go to Rocket Jump Film School and pick the writing track and post there. Me and Nate and Kevin are all over the forums.
Yep.
Matt Will are popping in and out. We have a bunch of people just kind of constantly there. There's a good presence there. I also created the Twitter. It's at RJ Film School. And I'm tweeting anything that comes up, like launches or videos, and also fun articles that I'm finding about cool stuff that has to do with filmmaking. There is some early rough cuts of like Star Trek TNG episodes that have all the production audio that I thought were really cool. So it's just stuff like that I get excited about. So if you want to follow that, you'll get updates. And I'm also at Lorosaurus Rex. I tweet all the time from there. Just really obnoxious stuff, though, so you don't have to follow it. but there will be Rocket Jump stuff there, too. And then Nate's at One Sock Films.
Yep.
And then Rocket Jump tweet also retweets a lot of my stuff. So forums are best place to go for now.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Well, go check it out, everybody. It's really, truly fantastic. If you haven't already gone and taken a look, really exciting stuff. Can't wait for the official launch. You guys got to come back when we do the big rollout.
Yeah. We're gonna release a big, cool intro video on the main Rocket Jump channel with explosions.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but there are
some plans.
Yeah, there are plans. Yeah, there's
you'll
a
know
big thing.
When it
really
comes
big
out.
Yeah, you'll know. You'll know, yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming by. And,
yeah.
And I know you have a lot of work to do in building an entire school right now.
Yep.
But we appreciate all the insight into all the exciting happenings at RJFS.
I'm super excited.
Yeah. So thank you very much. And thanks, Mike, for chiming in as well. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Well, let's get back to work.
All right.
Sounds good.
See you guys.
Right. Bye. Bye.